These are the rams for lifting it, holding it all up, you know, holding the millions of tons of soil above your head. And men worked underneath that.
Okay.
Underneath those rams. Yeah.
How far down would they be?
Oh, half a mile below the ground. There are roads, and well, that you can't access anymore because most of them are flooded now. But there are roads, there are roadways. You go down into this place underneath here, and apparently it opens out into this huge cavern, and it's all painted white. It's not black. It's not like a. It's all white, and there's a road that runs, you know, for a mile and a half to Swarrington, and off that are these chambers, and then you got another. Areas that drops down into the next scene below, and then that drops down into another scene below that. And you see these maps; they're all the seams are coded. They're all color coded, and it looks like a map of the empire with pink, blue, green, brown stuff on it.
How many miles of tunnels?
Oh, I don't know overall. Actually,
roundabout.
Overall, in this underneath here, since they started work, I have no idea, Paul. I couldn't say, but I would say. Probably in the tens of miles of tunnel would have been dug in this area.
So if you take all the miles of mining tunnels in Britain...
All right, if you did that.
Would you be able to stretch across to America?
I've no idea. I think there must be. It must be a significant number of miles of mining.
Because if we're able to dig all those miles of tunnels, could we...
Dig the way to America. Dig our way through.
Yeah. Is it possible?
Yeah, probably. I think we could probably dig somewhere. But we need to know.
Oh, a tunnel to America.
Yeah. That would be a question to ask the National Coal Board, really, wouldn't it? But what's really interesting is that one of the really interesting things about all this stuff is that because there's no longer a National Coal Board, the National Coal Board was the keeper of all this information about mines, historic maps, everything. And lots of them were destroyed. Lots of Leicestershire's mines information. All remember stuff about Ashby. Loads of the mine information was destroyed when they were shutting down some unit somewhere up in Nottinghamshire, where they used to keep all the charts in the National Coal Board. And they shut that office down, and they didn't take.
There's
everything.
No national archive of all the tunnels underneath us.
No, I don't think so. There is the National Coal Board. The Coal Authority, what's now called the Coal Authority, have got a certain amount of that stuff, and it's been digitised, and it all relates to OS maps. So I can show you. I can't show you the maps, but I can show you an image of one.
Yeah.
When we get back to the car.